time to recap the Red Willow County Commissioners' final meeting of 2025. In our studios, County Commissioner Ted Ganz. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, big guy. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing wonderful, Rich, and yourself?
Well, besides running up and down the hall in record time there, and I'm winded.
A little out of breath.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, it's never too late for that New Year's resolution there, you know, with the little bit of cardio. Never hurt a person.
I always think about it, but does it ever happen? No, not very much.
The gyms are pretty full right after.
They are.
But,
they are.
That kind of wanes off there a little bit.
I need to. I need to in the worst way. So bad.
Oh, you're not alone. I am too. I'm right there with you.
Can you believe we're at the final meeting last night?
Final meeting. Yes, sir. Final meeting. And then we'll meet again on January 12th. So, yep, final meeting for 2025. You bet.
All right, let's get the agenda from last night. Anything on citizens' comments?
We had a couple. Ben Lashley stopped up for a while, and Ben had some comments about tourism in Red Willow County and some comments about the renovation of the St. Catherine's Hospital there. Mm-hmm. He had some comments on that, and we visited for a little bit. And then we also had Sheriff Kevin Darling stop up, just kind of an FYI thing. He's starting a new app on a phone. It's the Sheriff's app. Kind of a really nice, useful tool there. Mm-hmm. It'll show things like current warrant list. You're going to be able to report crimes on that app. And then also sex offender registry and the inmates that are lodged at Red Willow County. So it's kind of a cool deal. He's working on it to get it going. And that should be out here real shortly. So
wow.
Kevin just kind of gave us a little FYI on that. And it's a new thing. There's some other sheriff's offices across the state of Nebraska that are doing it as well. And so it'll be a useful tool, and if nothing else, people can snoop around. And it's good, mm-hmm. it's good, you know, to let people know about, you know, the sex offender registry and so on and so forth. So public safety is paramount there, you bet.
So look for that to your early 2026, probably.
Yes, I would say. He's working on it right now, and it should be out soon, you bet.
Anything else, citizens' comments?
No, nothing else on citizens' comments.
Board of Equalization meeting, Lori Stevens, County Assessor on Tax Roll Corrections.
Yeah, Lori met with us. She had a couple. One was a homestead exemption in the amount of $77.12. Then also Lori had a personal property exemption for Community Hospital for the purchase of McCook Clinic, and that was just on personal property. So we heard two from Lori. We approved both of those.
Crystal Dack, County Treasurer on Motor Vehicle Tax Exemption.
Yep, every year Crystal comes in with a whole stack of motor vehicle tax exemptions. This would be for educational purposes, religious, nonprofit, those sorts of things, those sorts of entities. Yesterday, Crystal brought up 10 different entities for those exemptions, and we approved all of those vehicle exemptions there. You bet.
Board of Commissioners meeting reconvened, and discussion of visitors committee members and terms ready to expire, aren't they?
Yes, ready to expire. We yesterday, we added a couple new faces to the visitors or tourism. We appointed Jesse Stevens and Veronica Waddell, along with Chris Wagner, to the Visitors Committee, and then their term is to expire December 31st of 2029. So, you know, we run off a lot of our boards. Well, pretty much all of our boards are all volunteer, mm-hmm. and so they're not a paid position, and we really do appreciate people that donate their time. Without them, you know, we couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. And so we're really happy when people step up and do that. And there's opportunities quite frequently for different board positions. So, yeah, I just kind of a shout out. I thank those people who volunteer their time. You bet.
Consent agenda had five items there.
Had five items. Item number one was approved minutes from the previous Board of Commissioners and Board of Equalization meetings. Number two was approve accounts payable and payroll claims in the amount of $560,910.82. Item number three was authorize the purchase of a 2023 Dodge Durango for the Sheriff's Department using inheritance fund. The amount on that was $36,710. Again, we had one unit that had the engine go down on it, and then also we're just getting fully staffed, so we're just needing another vehicle, you bet. Then item number four was approve independent account report as submitted by Don D. Wilson, CPA. Don's account report, everything looks good, everything checked out, and we did well on that. Item number five is authorized chairman's signature on contract with Sarah Snyder for interim tourism director. So Sarah will be our interim tourism director for the time being until we can find somebody to take that spot. It's going to be a part-time position, but it'll be a full-time permanent position. At least each year we either renew a contract or so on and so forth. So Sarah will step in and act in that position until we find a replacement. So
just another hat for her to wear.
Yeah, huh? she's a busy lady. She was confident and she stepped up and agreed to do it. And so yeah, she'll be doing that for us for a while. You bet.
Very good. Correspondence.
We had one from the state of Nebraska Department of Water, Energy, and Environment. Water levels in the Schlegel Reservoir. This happens fairly frequently right now. It's a closing notice, so we cannot raise the water level and behind that, which really it's a rainwater runoff. So there's really not a lot we can do to control that. So,
and a couple of reports then.
Yep, a couple of reports. Clerk's monthly revenue report. The clerk brought in $8,277.77. And then also the sheriff's civil docket report. The sheriff's department brought in $1,049.40. So
that wrapped it up for the final meeting.
That concluded it. You bet. And like I said, we're going to be meeting again on January 12th. That'll be our next meeting. And it'll be a busy one. So we always do reappointments of the chair and the vice chair. And mm-hmm. So it'll be a busy meeting. You bet.
Now, the courthouse going to be closing early tomorrow?
With the President Trump's order.
That's right.
Yeah. So yeah. 24th, 25th, and 26th, the courthouse will be closed.
How about that?
Yeah, right. Five day weekend there. So, but you know what, really? It's a good thing in the regards that to get a little time off with your family, and you bet probably be able to go out and sunbathe as warm as it's getting.
I know,
but it's kind of crazy.
You're gonna be on the back porch and everything, opening gifts.
Yeah, outside
sipping some margaritas or something like that on your back porch.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy. Crazy doesn't quite feel like the Christmas, but
yeah,
you know, it is what it is. So.
So, once again, if you got matters to do at the county courthouse, get it done today.
Today, you bet.
Because it'll be closed for the next couple of days and reopen then again on Monday, right?
On Monday, yep.
All right.
Yep, that's correct.
Very good. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, and I wish all the listeners a Merry Christmas, and hopefully everybody enjoys their time. You bet.
I know there's going to be a package under that tree to Ted from Santa Claus. There's going to be one, at least one.
I hope I was good enough, but we'll find out, I guess, so.
Thanks, man, for coming in.
Thank you.
County Commissioner Ted Gans with the latest on the final meeting for the County Commissioners.